Thank you and good morning. The coroner's office has identified the victim of a fatal shooting in Redway early Wednesday morning as 41-year-old Daniel Muhammad Sadiq, a resident of Redway. The sheriff's office suspects that Sadiq was shot and killed during an altercation with 40-year-old Jason Armstrong at the Dean Creek Resort. Both men were renting rooms at the resort and got into a short verbal altercation. And then Armstrong, who believed the altercation was not finished, went to Sadiq's room and confronted him while armed with the handgun. A struggle ensued and Armstrong shot Sadiq once in the chest, a wound that proved to be fatal. Armstrong then went back to his room, unloaded the weapon, and surrendered to deputies when they reached the scene. He was arrested and booked into county jail. On Thursday, October 16th, 23-year-old Dylan Ruiz lost control of his vehicle on Highway 299 and slammed into a concrete bridge rail west of the Glendale undercrossing. Ruiz suffered fatal injuries in the crash, and further investigation reveals that he was attempting to plug his cell phone into its charger and may have been eating in the moments before the crash. Ruiz was also going an estimated 90 miles per hour, and the investigation revealed his vehicle was going that fast when it collided with the rail. Impairment has not been ruled out as a contributing factor, and a toxicology screen will be performed. Arcata Police and Humboldt State Police arrested 19-year-old Arcata resident David McKenzie early Wednesday morning after responding to a burglary alarm at the Higher Ground clothing store on G Street. When officers entered the building, they heard a suspect fleeing the business and found items that had been stolen from the business strewn around the parking lot. Officers then spotted McKenzie in the parking lot of a nearby restaurant. His pants were torn and he had suffered fresh lacerations to his leg. He was arrested and booked into county jail on burglary charges. After receiving nearly two dozen tips, detectives with the sheriff's office have identified the man who was suspected of fleeing from sheriff's deputies near the Bear River Casino and leading them on a high-speed chase on the night of October 16th. After releasing surveillance photos to the public, 40-year-old Jason Meisner was identified as that suspect. Meisner, who was on felony probation, is now wanted for felony evasion, the probation violation, and possible marijuana-related charges. Anyone with information as to Meisner's whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On October 23rd of 1914, hundreds of residents gathered in southern Humboldt County, Cane Rock to be specific, to celebrate the completion of a railroad connection between the San Francisco Bay Area and Humboldt Bay. A golden spike was driven into a redwood railroad tie, and a California champagne was popped to note the occasion. Tonight, the Fortuna Historical Commission and the Fortuna Depot Museum will celebrate the centennial anniversary of that railroad connection with a ceremony at the museum at 7 o'clock in Rohnert Park. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are seven candidates running for seats on the Arcata City Council, and we had the opportunity to speak with them about why they decided to run, what key issues they want to see the council address, and their ideas about changing the city for the better. Sophia Pereira is one of five candidates vying for three open seats, and she pointed out that in order to make your voice heard on the council, you first have to get elected, and then it's about teamwork.
Well, I think there's going to be allies on the city council, depending on what the issue is. And really, the city council can only accomplish so much as well, even as a unified body, because really, any issue that the city is going to take on is going to require community involvement. So I just want to make sure that we're giving the tools for people in the community to engage the city council.
Pereira said that not everyone is comfortable with public meetings and that to better gauge the concerns of citizens, technology is key.
But one of the things I'm really hoping to do is bring in new technology so that we have a presence on social media, so that we update our website so that it's user-friendly, it's easy for people to access services and information. We need to meet people where they're at, and a lot of people are online, and we need to make sure that we are giving the tools for people to fully participate in government, no matter what their comfort level is.
You can hear our entire interview with Sophia Pereira and all the candidates at our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this rainy Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.